Espresso English Podcast, Episode 53, 20 Collocations with the Word Break.
Hi, and welcome to the Espresso English Podcast, where you can improve your English in just a few minutes a day. My name is Shayna, and I'm the teacher at Espresso English. Make sure to visit the website, espressoenglish.net, where you can get online courses and ebooks that will help you learn English even faster. Let's get started with today's lesson.
Break is one of the most common verbs in the English language, and it's used in various expressions. Today, I'm going to teach you 20 common collocations using this word. Number 1. Break a habit. This means stop doing the habit. For example, if you bite your nails but you want to stop, then you would say, I'm trying to break the habit of biting my nails. Number 2. Break a bone, or break your arm. This means to fracture a bone, to injure yourself. Number 3. Break a leg. Well, this does have the literal meaning of breaking the bone in your leg. However, if you say break a leg to someone, this is an idiomatic expression that means good luck. It is often used to wish someone good luck when they are going to perform. Number 4. Break a promise. To break a promise is to not do what you promised. The opposite of breaking a promise is keeping a promise. Number 5. Break a record. That means to perform better than the previous record. For example, an Olympic athlete might break the world record for a particular event. That means he or she is the person who has performed this event best in the entire history of the Olympics. Number 6. Break a window. That means to make a crack or a hole in the glass of the window. Number 7. Break the ice. This is also an idiom. To break the ice means to initiate social interaction, especially in a situation where people are being shy and hesitant. For example, when I'm teaching an English class, on the first day of class, everyone is usually a little bit shy, and they're hesitant to interact with each other. So I try to break the ice by making a few jokes or doing a couple of fun activities in order to help people interact. Number 8. Break someone's heart. To break someone's heart means to cause emotional pain or grief to a person who loves you. For the other person, they can describe this feeling by saying they are heartbroken. We usually use this expression, break someone's heart or being heartbroken, in the context of romantic relationships, but it can be used when it comes to other relationships with people who you care about as well. Number 9. Break the rules. To break the rules is to do something that is prohibited by a rule. A related expression is number 10, break the law. That means to do something that is illegal, do something that is prohibited by law. A criminal breaks the law. Number 11. Break the news to someone. This expression means to tell someone some new information, which is often bad news. For example, a doctor might have to break the news to a patient that he needs a heart transplant. Number 12. Break even. To break even means to earn exactly as much money as you spent, so the earning and spending cancel each other out and the result is $0. We often talk about breaking even in the context of business. A business is going to need to spend money in order to start operating, but the business will also make sales. If the business breaks even, it means the sales were exactly equal to the expenses, and the total profit was $0. Number 13. Break the silence. To break the silence means make a noise, interrupting a period of silence. Number 14. Break loose. To break loose means to escape from a restraint or confinement. For example, when I went inside the supermarket, I tied my dog to a post outside, but he managed to break loose and get free. Number 15, break wind. This is an informal way to say release intestinal gas. If someone breaks wind inside an elevator, well, it's going to smell very bad until the doors open. Number 16, break ground. This means to begin digging into the ground for a new construction project. A small ceremony is often done to commemorate this. For example, if they're going to build a new school, then they will have a small ceremony to break ground. A few important people from the community will get shovels and begin digging into the ground. Of course, that's not the official construction work, but it's just a nice way to symbolize that construction has begun. Number 17, break new ground. This is different from the previous expression. To break ground means to begin a construction project, but to break new ground means to make progress into a new area, to advance beyond previous achievements in that area. We also have an adjective form, groundbreaking. For example, scientists are doing some groundbreaking research in the field of artificial intelligence. It means the research is going beyond the previous knowledge or accomplishments. It's breaking new ground. Number 18, break a code. To break a code means to figure out a secret code so that you can understand the message. Number 19, break one's fall. This means to lessen the impact of a falling person hitting the ground. For example, if I'm ice skating and I begin to fall forward, I don't want to fall on my face, so I'll put my arms out to break my fall, to minimize the impact of my body hitting the ground. And number 20, break the mold. To break the mold means to do something differently after it has been done the same way for a long time. For example, if you have a typical classroom where the students sit down and learn from the teacher, breaking the mold would be having a class where the students are all standing up and doing different activities. The English language has a lot of these common collocations or combinations of words that native speakers typically use together, and you can learn 1,000 of these word combinations in my ebook, 1,000 English Collocations in 10 Minutes a Day. By spending just a little bit of time every day, you can increase your vocabulary and learn to speak more naturally by combining words in the right way. Visit espressoenglish.net, click on ebooks, and look for 1,000 English Collocations in 10 Minutes a Day. It's great for English learners of all levels. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. If you want more great English lessons, visit espressoenglish.net, where you can sign up by email to receive a free ebook with 500 plus real English phrases. You'll also find online courses to help you improve your English fast, even if you don't have much time to study. Keep practicing your English, and I hope you have a wonderful day.